Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. I'll invite you at this time to get your Bibles and turn to Joshua chapter 23 and 24. We have spent several class periods studying this Sunday school lesson about Joshua and the conquest of Canaan. As we look through the history that is given us in the Bible, that this history that leads to Jesus, you know, there's a saying, all history is his story, and particularly that is true of Bible history. In just a moment, we're going to read the last two chapters of this, and it will be about the close of Joshua's life and the time when he brought Israel before him and tried to instruct them. And then after that, we're going to read a special piece that was written by our teacher, E.A. Elam, that he titled, God's Hand in the Life of Nations, and will be admonished by the thing this old teacher said. And so have your Bible ready. And while you're turning to Joshua chapter 23, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now, with your Bible in hand, or at least your ear attuned to the radio for the reading of God's Word, we're going to turn to Joshua chapter 23 and 24. Beginning in Joshua chapter 23 and verse 1, "And it came to pass after many days, when Jehovah had given rest unto Israel from all the enemies round about, and Joshua was old and well stricken in years, that Joshua called for all Israel, for their elders, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and said unto them, I am old and well stricken in years, and ye have seen all that Jehovah your God hath done unto all these nations because of you. For Jehovah your God, he it is that hath fought for you. Behold, I have allotted unto you these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your tribes, from the Jordan with all the nations that I have cut off, even unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun. And Jehovah your God, he will thrust them out from before you, and drive them out of your sight, and ye shall possess their land, as Jehovah your God spake unto you. Therefore be ye very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left, that ye come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow down yourselves unto them, but cleave unto Jehovah your God as ye have done unto this day. For Jehovah hath driven out from before you great nations and strong. But as for you, no man hath stood before you unto this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000. For Jehovah your God, he it is that fighteth for you as he spake unto you. Take good heed therefore unto yourselves, that ye love Jehovah your God. Else if you do at all go back and cleave to the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and make marriages with them, and go into them, and they to you, know for a certainty that Jehovah your God will no more drive out these nations from your sight, but they shall be a snare and a trap unto you, and a scourge in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until ye perish from off this good land which Jehovah your God hath given you." Joshua chapter 23 and verse 14. "And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and you know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which Jehovah your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you. Not one thing hath failed thereof. And it shall come to pass, that is in all the good things that are come upon you, of which Jehovah your God spake unto you, so will Jehovah bring upon you all the evil things, until he has destroyed you from off this good land which Jehovah your God hath given you. When ye transgress the covenant of Jehovah your God which he commanded you, and go and serve other gods and bow down yourselves to them, then will the anger of Jehovah be kindled against you, and ye shall perish quickly from off the good land which he hath given unto you. Joshua 24 and verse 1. And Jehovah gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said unto all the people, Thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, Your fathers dwelt in old time beyond the river, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor. And they served other gods. And I took your father Abraham from beyond the river, and led him through all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his seed, and gave him Isaac. And I gave unto Isaac Jacob and Esau. And I gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess it. And Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. And I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did in the midst thereof. And afterward I brought you out. And I brought out your fathers out of Egypt. And ye came to the sea. And the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and with horsemen unto the Red Sea. And when they cried out unto Jehovah, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them, and covered them. And your eyes saw what I did in Egypt, and ye dwelt in the wilderness many days. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites that dwell beyond the Jordan. And they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, and ye possessed their land, and I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, the king of Moab, arose and fought against Israel. And he sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not hearken unto Balaam, and therefore he blessed you still. So I delivered you out of his hand. And ye went over Jordan and came unto Jericho. And the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorite and the Perizzite and the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Girgashite and the Hivite and the Jebusite. And I delivered them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, not with the sword nor with the bow. And I gave you the land whereupon thou hast not labored, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwelled therein, of vineyards and oliveyards which ye planted not, do ye eat. Joshua 24 and verse 16. And the people answered and said, Far be it from us that we should forsake Jehovah to serve other gods. For Jehovah our God, he it is that brought us and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and that did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the peoples through the midst of whom we passed. And Jehovah drove out from before us all the peoples, even the Amorites that dwell in the land. Therefore we also will serve Jehovah, for he is our God. Joshua chapter 24 and verse 19. And Joshua said unto the people, Ye cannot serve Jehovah, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions or your sins. If ye forsake Jehovah and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you evil and consume you after that he hath done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, Nay, but we will serve Jehovah. And Joshua said to the people, You are witnesses against yourselves, that ye have chosen you, Jehovah, to serve him. And they said, We are witnesses. Now therefore put away, said he, the foreign gods which are among you, and incline your hearts unto Jehovah, the God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, Jehovah our God we will serve, and unto his voice we will hearken. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God. And he took a great stone and set it up there under the oak that was by the sanctuary of Jehovah. And Joshua said unto all the people, Behold, this stone shall be witness against us. For it hath heard all the words of Jehovah which you spake unto us. It shall be therefore a witness against you, lest ye deny your God. So Joshua sent the people away, every man to his inheritance. And it came to pass, this is Joshua chapter 24, 29, and it came to pass after these things, that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of Jehovah, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Serah, which is in the hill country of Ephraim, on the north of the mountain of Gash. And Israel served Jehovah all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that have outlived Joshua, and had known all the works of Jehovah that he wrought for Israel. Joshua 24:32. And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem, in the parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of money. And they became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, died, and they buried him in the hill of Phinehas, his son, which was given to him in the hill country of Ephraim. And that is where the book of Joshua comes to a close. But let me begin reading this admonition that we have from our Sunday school teacher, E.A. Elam, called God's Hand in the Life of Nations. The hand of God stands for his power. God smote Egypt with his hand, Exodus 3:20. He delivered Israel from Egypt by the strength of his hand, Exodus 13:3. By his mighty hand, Exodus 14:8. And by a high arm, Acts chapter 13 and verse 17. The Bible speaks of people being destroyed by the hand of the Lord, of the good hand of God, of the hollow of his hand, of his right hand doing valiantly, and being glorious in power. Thou hast a mighty army. Strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand, we read in Psalm 89 and verse 13. How beautiful the expressions concerning Israel. And nonetheless concerning spiritual Israel, we read in Deuteronomy 33:27, The eternal God is thy dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and said, Destroy. God rules still among the nations of the earth. He is Lord of heaven and earth. He gives himself to all life and breath and all things. He hath made of one nation men to dwell upon the face of all the earth, having determined their appointed seasons and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek God, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as a certain of the Athenian poets have said, For we are his offspring, Acts chapter 17, 24 through 28. Christ today is the ruler of the kings of the earth. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5.